Gifts await after energy cleanse. To maintain your well-being, it's crucial to care for yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically. By learning to cleanse and preserve your energy, you can be your truest self. This authenticity attracts the right people, opportunities, and a fulfilling lifestyle, ensuring abundance every day. Think of your energy like a river that runs through you from the universe, the ultimate source of energy. When this river flows freely and its waters are clean, you thrive. However, sometimes obstacles block this flow. Debris can build up, slowing down or even stopping your energy. Cleansing your energetic body clears away this debris, helping you reconnect more deeply and directly to your source of energy. Understand energy blockages. Debris that blocks your energy can come from various sources. Sometimes, it stems from childhood experiences, such as feeling not being unconditionally loved by your parents, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy. Other times, these blocks are caused by external factors like toxic people, environmental pollutants, or stress. Negative thoughts and emotions that arise when we encounter these external pollutants can attract more negative energy to us, contaminating our energy flow. An energy detox won't make all negativity disappear magically. Instead, it shields you from being greatly affected by it. After completing the 5-step program, you'll clear your river of old pollutants and discover how to safeguard it from new ones. Step 01, construct your energy shield. Negative energy, which pollutes your river and creates obstacles that prevent you from living your best life, comes from low-frequency vibrations and challenging emotions. On the opposite end of the spectrum lies positive energy. Here, you find high-frequency emotions like happiness, peace, and love, things we all deeply desire. Every day, you face negative energy that can lower your energy and reinforce your current obstacles. You can safeguard yourself by mastering the art of creating an energetic shield. This shield is the first step in your detox plan. There are 3 stages to creating your shield. Each day, you'll learn 1 stage, gradually strengthening your defenses. Firstly, begin each day by stating a clear goal for how you want to interact with different energies. Ask for positive energy from the universe to support you. For example, you might intend to stay away from negative influences and remain strong against stressful situations. Repeat this intention whenever needed, like before a tough meeting or in crowded places like busy trains. Secondly, delve into spiritual geometry, assigning meaning to specific shapes. Invite the universe to help you find a shape that can protect you, like a pyramid, sphere, or spiral. Imagine yourself inside these shapes, as if they're a shield around you. Experiment with different options until you find one that feels right. Thirdly, find a color that feels right to you, one that shields you from negativity. Ask the universe to help you choose. Try different colors and textures. Imagine yourself in your spiritual form. See your chosen color pouring down from above, filling and surrounding you. Hold this image in your mind as you set your daily intentions. Your shield is now prepared to safeguard you. Step 02, cleanse your energy. Once you're free from new contaminants, it's time to dredge your river. This step involves clearing 2 parts of your energetic body, your aura and your chakras. Clearing both helps you connect with the purest energetic vibrations, like combining healthy eating with exercise. Deep clean your river with 3 processes, learn them on day 4, and practice them on days 5 and 6. Begin each day by setting your intention and activating your energetic shield before starting the cleanse. Aura and chakra cleansing. Clear your aura first. Your aura is the energy field around your body that senses the energy of others and your environment. Ask the universe to release your negative energy blocks. Visualize yourself inside a giant swirling vortex, letting go of negativity into the earth to be neutralized. Finally, imagine your chosen color from day 3 flowing into you, healing you with divine love. The second process will clear the chakras. Energy centers in the body that can cause specific physical, emotional, and spiritual issues if blocked. For example, a blocked sacral chakra can lead to fertility problems or difficulty achieving goals. Familiarize yourself with the different chakras to aid in the second cleaning process. Energy flow ritual, balancing and grounding your inner self. After conducting your research, it's time to balance your energy centers. Rub your hands together and move them from the top of your head down to the base of your spine. If you sense any resistance or irregular sensations, it could indicate a blocked energy center. Visualize clearing that area by removing obstacles, pulling out weeds, or trimming away barriers, using whichever method resonates with you. Conclude by inviting the universe to fill you with unconditional love. Stand with feet apart at hip width, imagining them as roots embedded in the soil. Inhale deeply from the earth, drawing breath through your body to exhale through your head into the sky. Repeat this cleansing ritual regularly to gradually purify your inner river with each session. Step 03, increase your energy. During your detox halfway point, you can elevate your clean energy to a higher level, reducing susceptibility to negative influences. Methods for raising your energy are personal and vary. Here are three to experiment with in the next 3 days. Remember how you used to recharge as a kid? Whether through singing, playing, or enjoying nature, those activities naturally lift your spirits. As adults, we can tap into that energy by doing what we love from childhood. For example, if you find peace in the forest, sit under a tree, and admire how sunlight filters through the leaves. If arts and crafts were your thing, consider taking a pottery class. Or join a swimming club to relive the joy of beach summers. Discovering what truly resonates with your authentic self will bring the most positive changes to your life. Utilize higher energy with crystals. Boost your vibes with crystals. Wear them or scatter them at home. Obsidian and smoky quartz shield you from bad vibes, while citrine fills you with joy. Many crystals have unique benefits, so find the ones that suit you best through experimentation. The other method involves using color energy therapy, a potent technique accessible anytime, anywhere. Colors correspond to different types of light, making them a quick way to tap into higher frequencies. Here's how you can do it. Close your eyes and intend to elevate your energetic state. Visualize your chosen divine color from day 3 flowing down, filling your entire body. Envision this color lifting you towards the sky, where you can immerse yourself in universal love, before gently returning you to the ground. Finally, use the grounding activity from day 4 to overcome any residual lightheadedness. Step 04, discover your spiritual talent. Day 10 of your detox focuses on discovering your spiritual gift. These gifts are talents we all have to help us thrive. They also enable us to support others so everyone can reach their full potential and serve the greater good. Every person naturally possesses spiritual gifts, whether they are aware of them or not. These gifts are connected to our life's purpose, which we will explore shortly. They vary based on who we are and what our purpose is, but all are equally significant. Some use their gifts for meditation, others for helping children with schoolwork or providing comfort to friends. There are endless ways to express and practice these gifts. Spiritual gifts can be categorized into 6 types. Pay attention as you read through them to see if you notice any changes in your body, like a shift in feeling or energy. This could give you clues about which type of gift you might have. 6 unique psychic abilities are: channeling, connecting with divine energy sources like spirit guides; transmuting, purifying others' energy to remove negativity; psychic abilities, having insights into future events; hands-on healing, removing energetic blocks through touch; Akashic record reading, knowing diverse facts, even unrelated ones; weather and electronics control, rare and powerful gifts to influence the weather or electronic devices. On day 11, think back on past experiences that show you've always had the special ability you identified on day 10. Consider all the ways you might have already used this gift without realizing it, and how it has helped others. Day 12 is a well-deserved rest day. Using your gift can be tiring, both spiritually and emotionally. Take this day to let your newfound understanding settle within you. Relax with activities like jogging, a long bath, or spending time with a pet or loved one. Step 05, achieve your purpose. Once you've mastered safeguarding and purifying your energy and tapping into your talents, it's time for the last phase of your spiritual cleanse, finding your purpose. This step requires you to let go of things that hold you back, like toxic relationships or jobs that don't match your values. This process can feel challenging, similar to parts of any health detox. But as you raise your energy, you'll find more happiness, peace, and opportunities flowing into your life. On day 13, reflect on situations that raise your energy, ones you want more of. Similarly, consider scenarios that lower your energy, things you wish to avoid. From this, make 2 lists: what uplifts you and what brings you down. Create your future vision. Imagine how you want your life to be in the future. Think about the feelings, people, places, and habits that will make up that vision. The lists you've made will guide you towards this future. Things that make you feel good will lead you closer to it. Things that bring you down will only slow you down or stop you. Day 14 is about finding your purpose. After your morning routine of protecting and cleansing yourself, tell the universe that you're ready to accept your spiritual gift and purpose. Ask for its support in achieving this goal. Meditate on your intention. Imagine your higher energy helping you and others. Keep coming back to this meditation in the coming weeks as you connect with your purpose. Reflect on activities that bring you joy, like painting or spending time with animals. Then, take a step related to that activity, buy art supplies or volunteer at an animal shelter. Even a small action that aligns with your purpose shows you're ready to receive positive energy from the universe. It will respond by providing what you need to make your dreams real. Key points. 1. Maintain well-being by cleansing body, mind, emotions, and energy to attract positivity and opportunities. 2. Visualize your energy like a river, keep it flowing freely by clearing obstacles and debris regularly. 3. Identify energy blockages from past experiences or external influences like stress and negative emotions. 4. Create an energy shield daily to protect yourself from negative influences and reinforce positive intentions. 5. Cleanse your aura and chakras to connect with purer vibrations, akin to maintaining physical health through diet and exercise. 6. Elevate your energy with activities like reconnecting with childhood joys, using crystals, and practicing color energy therapy. 7. Discover and nurture your spiritual talents to align with your life's purpose, promoting personal growth and helping others.